Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men here at the barn to have another talking to. The title of this video is How to Let Go of a Shitty Marriage. And I want to get really edgy on this. And I'm going to probably talk fast because I have a lot I want to share and I don't want this video to go on forever. So how do you let go of a shitty marriage? The first thing you have to do is realize you're in a shitty marriage. The first thing you have to admit, you may feel it, but you may not have said it out loud to yourself or to maybe a trusted friend that, hey, I am in a shitty marriage. And describe why you're in a shitty marriage. What makes it shitty? There's shitty behaviors. There's shitty thoughts. There's shitty feelings. The way you talk to each other is shitty. The way you think about each other is shitty. The way you talk about each other when the other person's not around is kind of shitty. And when you go to bed, the way you're thinking and feeling in your body is kind of shitty. That's a shitty marriage. So say it out loud with me. I am in a shitty marriage. So here's a problem with letting go of a shitty marriage. Most guys have no idea what lies beyond a shitty marriage. So how do you let go of a shitty marriage? You have to let go of this one. Now there may be another one with this same woman that you may be able to create, but that cannot happen until you admit and then consciously decide, I'm letting go of this. I am done with this version of this life, this version of this marriage, and this version of me. I'm done. And what does it mean to be done with it? How can you say you're done with it if you don't know what you're going to do instead? Because here's the problem with most guys. The day they meet a girl they think they're going to marry is chapter one. And this is chapter one of a 20-chapter novel they have in their head. Chapter one, meet beautiful girl. Chapter two, get married. Chapter three, buy a house and a fancy car and get some jobs that we really like and live in a cool place. Chapter four, make some babies. Chapter five, get a mortgage I can't afford and a riding lawnmower and a couple of golden retrievers or whatever. Your chapters are these things that you thought should happen. And this is a problem with letting go of your shitty marriage. You have all these chapters in this preordained 20-chapter book you have in your head of how stuff is supposed to go or how it should be going, how she should be talking to you and treating you and how your sex life should look and all of those. And now you're up to chapter 11 and you're listening to some dude in a hay barn telling you to let go of this shitty marriage. And I'm telling you to let go because it's the only way you can realize what the next version of your marriage might be together. You have to let go, which means you have to know what chapters 12 through 20 look like. And this is the problem. Chapter 20 is you, 85 years old, holding hands with her, drinking champagne on a beach while grandchildren run through the surf, or great grandchildren, whatever you get at 85 years old. And if you think that's chapter 20, you're skipping ahead a little bit. You need to know what chapter 12 is. If you're going to cut this off at chapter 11 and go get an ink pen and a whole sorry, this horse is messing with me. You're going to get an ink pen and a whole pad of paper, and you're going to start writing down a new chapter 12, a new chapter 13. What is it that you want? What is it that you believe in? What is it that you value? What are the relationship values that you want to share with this woman or any woman for that matter if you're going to stay in a monogamous, exclusive, romantic, sexual relationship we call marriage? What do you require of yourself and what do you require for yourself? If you don't know answers to these questions, it's hard for you to admit you have a shitty marriage, and it's hard for you to let go of this because you don't know what's on the other side. And this is how people end up staying in chapter 12 through 20, and every chapter starts with my shitty marriage because he didn't do anything different in chapter 11. And what I'm here to tell you is that there is a creative process that we do in coaching. You could do it on your own. You don't have to have a coach, but I'm telling you, it'll go a whole lot better if you do. There's a creative process of reinventing who you are going to become by the end of your life, starting at chapter 12, a brand new chapter, brand new pen, brand new pad of paper. And I want to help you create this vision of what's possible in your relationship, in your marriage, how you communicate it to her, how you think about it inside yourself, and how you let go of the first 11 shitty chapters that got you to this point so you can recreate a whole new way of thinking, a whole new way of speaking, and a whole new way of behaving that can create a totally different version of this marriage with her. As you know, I am not tied to the outcome. It doesn't have to be her. I would love for it to be her, but I know sometimes that doesn't work out. And therein lies the other fear. What if I do all this work and get coaching and do all this personal stuff and it doesn't work? What if chapters 12 through 20 doesn't have her starring in the starring role as my leading lady? You can't help that. I can't help that because there's another part of this equation that involves her. You and I don't control that. But what I do know, the only chance you have at an amazing chapter 12 through 20 is to be independent from the outcome as to who's going to be traveling with you in that, in those chapters. Act as if it's going to be her and treat her every day as if it's going to be her. But make sure you're paying more attention to yourself, how you think, how you speak, and how you act in accordance with the values that you need to have an amazing chapters 12 through 20. That's what I want to help you with. That's what you need to do. And that's what makes an amazing life for everybody. I hope that made some sense. I hope I wasn't talking too fast. And good luck with that one. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.